The Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos discuss that how is it possible to fit all of the tzivuyim of these parshios of Meleches HaMishkan into the minyan of Taryag Mitzvahs. If everything is counted independently, separately, you're far going to exceed the cap of 613, and necessarily one has to consolidate. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Chaf, there is a single mitzvah, Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, and the Binyan HaMikdash and Mishkan embraces all the Kalim as well. One mitzvah to create a furnished Beis HaMikdash, and all of the individual tzivuyim regarding the particular Kalim are included in a single mitzvah. There in Mitzvah Chaf, the Ramban is not Masig, but later in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Ramban writes that he thinks this is very difficult, because the Rambam himself discusses that when is it that you argue something is a single mitzvah? When do you argue that there are different components of a single mitzvah as opposed to being independent mitzvahs? The Rambam himself writes that Dalet Minim is a single mitzvah. Tefillin, for example, are two separate mitzvahs, because very simply, tefillin are ein ma'akvin zeze. If you don't have one, you don the other. But if you don't have a lulav, there's no mitzvah to take in Esrog. When they're ma'akvin zezeh, that's an indicator of a single mitzvah. Ein ma'akvin means that they are independent. That's the kasha of the Ramban. When it comes to klei hamikdash, they're ein ma'akvin zezeh. If you don't have a menorah, you can still perform the balance of avoda with the other requisite kelim, and therefore, why not argue that they're independent mitzvahs like tefillin, not mitzvahs? So the Ramban writes, one has to answer this question in a somewhat different way. The reason the Ramban discusses this in Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvah Lamed Gimel is because that's where the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah of Levishas Bigdei Kohuna. And there the Ramban is Masih. He writes that there is no independent mitzvahs Levisha. When the Kohen or Kohen Gadol dons Bigdei Kohuna, it is merely a Hechsher mitzvah. You cannot do Avoda without. And therefore, a prerequisite of avoda is to wear the Bigdei Kohuna. And the Ramban writes, the Vishas Bigdei Kohuna is not a mitzvah, but rather it is only a Hechsher mitzvah. And then the Ramban adds that the same is true when it comes to Asiyas HaKelim. If I were to ask you, why is it necessary to have a Mizbeach? The answer is, the Asiyas HaMizbeach is a Hechsher mitzvah for Avodas HaKarbanos. Why is it necessary to have the kiyor for kiddush raglayim, yadayim v'raglayim, the shulchan for the dinei ha-shulchan, the lechem apanim, the lavona, and the like? The asiyas hakli, that is only considered to be a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore the Ramban writes, just as you shouldn't count levishas bigdei kohuna, don't count all of the kelim, not because it's subsumed under vosli mikdash v'shachanti v'socham, but rather it's considered to be a Hechsher Avoda. And then the Ramban raises the following kasha. If this is really true, that all the Kalim is just simply a Hechsher Mitzvah, that would be true of almost all of the Kalim. The purpose is defined in terms of Avoda, but the Ramban is bothered that what do you do when it comes to the Aron? After all, the beginning of Parshas Truma V'asu Aron, why shouldn't that be a mitzvah? You're going to argue that the Asiyas Aron is a Hechsher Avoda for Avoda Sa'aron. What exactly is Avoda Sa'aron? The Avoda continued even in Bayesheni when the Aron was not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, how does one understand Vasu Aron? See, you know what the Ramban writes? Amazing. Enochinami. Vasu Aron is a separate mitzvah. In the Ramban's Minyan HaMitzvos, the Ramban does not have all of the Kalim, but the Ramban does have Asiyas Aron as a separate mitzvah. Because Aron is unique because it is not simply considered to be a Hechsher Avoda, but the Asiyas Aron is an independent mitzvah. That's the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Sasei Lamed Gimel. And if you look in the Ramban in the beginning of Truma, the Ramban points out there's another difference between the Aron as opposed to all of the other Kalim. So often, when the Torah wants to describe a chov asiyachid that everyone is obligated to, the Torah will use Loshon Rabbim. Tosfos points out, Sukkadaf Mem Aleph, Ulekach Tem Lochem, when it comes to Dalet Minim, means, Lekicha Biyad Kol Echad V'Echad. Everyone is obligated to do so. The Taftosa spells out, because the Pasuk says, Ulekach Tem, B'loshen Rabbim. That is the Cholecha Diachod, as opposed, Tosa says, to Ulekachta. The Gemara Menachos, Tav Samachay, when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, Usfartem Lachem, Sfira Lachol, Echad V'Echad. When it comes to counting the years of the Yovel, V'Safarta Licha, that's not the Chovas Yachid that everyone is obligated to do, but rather, Tosus writes the Sanhedrin that represents the totality of Knesset Yisrael. They will convene. Tosus writes a Chiddush, a Safek and Ramban. Tosus writes that the Sanhedrin will count the year of the Yovel with a bracha, just as we count the days of the Omer. But that's not a Chovas Hayachid for each individual. That is considered to be a Chovas HaTzibur. The Gon points out there's so many examples. When the Torah uses Lashon Rabim, the Gon writes it's a Chovas Hayachid, meaning everyone must. When the Torah uses Lashon Yachid, it means that Tzibur as a Chol, it becomes a Chovas HaTzibur. So the Ramban points out, when it comes to the other Kalim, the Torah tells us Ve'asis. Because if I were to ask you, why is it necessary to have this particular Kli? Well, the answer is it's Letzorech Avoda. And the Avodas HaMishkan is considered to be a Chovas HaTzibur. The Asiyas HaKelim is considered to be a Chovas HaTzibur. The Ramban writes, that's why the Pasuk says, Vasisa, B'loshen Yachid. What about when it comes to the Aron? It's not just a Hechsher Avoda, but rather it means that one has to participate in Asiyas HaAron. That, the Ramban writes, was the Chol Echad V'Echad. Everyone was obligated to participate. And that's why the Ramban writes that the Torah tells us, Va'asu, Va'asu Aron, Yavu Kulam, V'yasku Baron, Keshizku, Kulam LaTorah. The Aron represents the primacy of the Torah Hashem. And everyone had to participate in Asiyas Aron. And when we look at the Ramban, the beginning of Parsha Shema, the Ramban describes how that was possible, how everyone was able to participate in Asiyas Aron, because that wasn't just Vasisa, but that was Va'asu, Va'asu Aron. And here perhaps one could argue as follows. Maybe really there are two dinim, two different elements to the Aron. On the one hand, the Aron represents the primacy of the Torah Hashem. Kadesh Yizku, Kul Natorah, as the Ramban writes. On the other hand, even if it's not part of Klei Havoda, but no doubt that there is a role that Aron has in Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. But you know, even if we wouldn't have ever been commanded in Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, Lachor would be obligated to have an Aron. The Aron is necessary to house the Luchos. House the Luchos. Independent of any role that the Aron has in terms of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. The Torah tells us in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, he has the Luchos. It was necessary to craft an Aron to house the Luchos, independent of Mishkan. And therefore, maybe really there are two elements, two dinim, when it comes to the Aron. Parshas Truma, the Aron in terms of Mishkan. Parshas Ekev, the Aron in terms of Shmiras HaLuchos. Shmiras HaLuchos. You know, maybe one could go a step further. And why is it that the Aron was made up of two different types of material, the Ase Shittim and the Zav? You know, when you look in Parshas Ekev, there Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you come down from Har Sinai, you have to build an Aron. And what was that Aron? That was an Aron Eitz. Maybe that was the Aron of Shmiras HaLuchos. Now the Torah tells us, you know, you have an Aron in Mikdash Hashem. That's the Kavod, that's the Tiferes. Maybe that's the role of the Zav. Perhaps a possibility that the two materials of the Aron represent the two different parshios of Aron. Truma, Ekev, the two different Dinei HaAron. Aron independent of Mishkan, Shmiras HaLuchos, as opposed to the Aron as part of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. If I were to ask you the following, if indeed this is true, that there are two Dinei HaAron, one which is the primacy of the Torah Hashem, Shmiras HaLuchos, and the other is the role of Aron in terms of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, which would you argue is a Chovas HaYachid, and which would you argue is a Chovas HaTzibur? Which would you say, you know, that's something everyone is obligated to do? Which would you say that, you know, that collectively is a necessity. And maybe the answer would be as follows, that the role of the Aron that the Ramban stresses, safeguarding the Torah, the primacy of the Torah, says Hashem, Yavu Kulum, Yasku Ba'aron, that is reminiscent of the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu. After all, the Shmira Saluchos, that everyone is obligated to do, that's the Aron Eitz. When the Torah tells us that, you know what, but yes, it has to be brought in as part of Klei HaMishkan, Klei HaMikdash, that's like the other Kelim of Mishkan in Beis HaMikdash, and that is a Chovas HaTzibur. So maybe two different parshios of Aron, Truma Ekev, two different materials of Aron, Truma Ekev, two different Dinei HaAron, Shmira Saluchos, as well as the Aron in Mikdash Hashem. So with this Hakdama, I would just tell you, maybe simply Poshut Shad. No? The Pasuk tells us, Va'osu Aron. You're obligated to craft an Aron. The Ramban, no? Va'osu is B'loshon Rabban. Yavo Kulam. Va'osu Aron, Atzei Shitim. The Torah mentions Atzei Shitim, and Aron Eitz. Interesting, the Pasuk doesn't mention anything about Zahav. Oh, for that, the next Pasuk, of course, no? Pasuk Yerelev. Don't forget, Vitzipiso, so Zah, but overlay it with gold. Maybe the second halacha. No? An amazing diuk in the pasuk. V'asu is Lashon Rabbim. V'tzipisa is Lashon Yachid. Maybe that's exactly part of the Chiddush based on that ha'ara of the Ramban. That the Aron Eitz. That is Yavu Kulam, the Yasku B'Torah. That's V'asu Aron. And then, of course, V'tzipisa Zav, after all, this is part of the beauty, the splendor of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, but that is a Chuvas HaTzibur. And therefore the Torah writes when it comes to the Eitz, the Asu, when it comes to the Zahav, Vitzipisa, right? That subtle distinction, right? The back-to-back psukim of how is that you go ahead and craft an Aron. And that, the Ramban writes, is significant in terms of the role of the Aron, not Klei Avoda, but the Aron represents the primacy, the foundation of the Torah Hashem. And that cannot be just simply a Chovas HaTzibur. That, number one, a separate mitzvah. Number two, Voloshon Rabbim. That addresses each one of us, irrespective of Avod and Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. That everyone has to see to it. The Ramban writes that you link into Asiya Sa'aron. And therefore, Voloshon Rabbim. Because the Ramban writes that that is the significance of the Aron. Not as a Chovas HaTzibur, but Yavo Kulam, Yasku Baron. Kadeshi is Kukulam Natura.